Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show here in the Eagle 104.3 FM and loving every minute. Hey, we got some good stuff in the news, interesting things. I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee, Miss Sotomayor. So we're going to check that out. I'm going to check out some articles about her. I have read one of the opinions that she's gotten a bad rap over, and I thought it was kind of fascinating. We're going to be looking at that today. I noticed at Ocala.com that there's a report, Ocala home sales skyrocket in June, but prices fall. That is a major tragedy that people are having to face sometimes. They've got to unload a house, and they very well may get back about half of what they put into it. So that's a kind of a scary thing. The good news is that people are actually buying houses, and it may be one of those things where you buy low, sell high. Who knows? We'll see how that works out. I know a couple of years ago, just about two and a half years ago, the house we're living in could have been sold, and two houses in another state could have been purchased. It's just amazing what's been happening. So we'll see what happens over the next 3 to 5 years. I'd be shocked if the prices come back to anything close to what they were being sold just within the last 2 years, or last year and a half. So that's what's going on there. Okay, that's some news out of Florida. I've been kind of looking over some things, and I thought that was something that is significant. Let's see, there's something else from Marion County. This is a little bit of a trivial thing here. The Marion County Parks and Recreation Department has temporarily closed the swimming, diving, and tubing area at KP Hole in Dunellen. That's something to think about. Due to poor water quality, and you can still, I guess you can do some boat activities, canoeing, kayaking, and other boating activities remain open. It's temporary due to water quality issues. So that's important to some of the people, especially vacationers, which we have a lot of. Now, this is what drove some of my topic today. There is an article again in the Citrus Daily. It says Governor Crist opposes nomination of Judge Sotomayor. So Governor Charlie Crist on Tuesday, he went on record opposing the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm going to read this article because it's interesting to see what he says. And I'm going to be dealing with this today. So if you wonder about why people are opposing or supporting her, I think this is a good thing to listen to. It's 1-800. It's 888, toll-free, 888-850-1872. You'd think I'd be able to remember it with all those eights. 850-1872. And that 850-1872 goes along with the 888 toll-free number. In a special released to state media, Crist outlined the reasons why he did not support the nomination. Quote, "As governor, I've had the honor of appointing dozens of judges in both the appellate and trial courts. Selecting a judge, particularly to a Supreme Court, is one of the weightiest and most important decisions any elected executive can make," Crist said. "While I have not had the opportunity to meet personally with Judge Sotomayor, a crucial step in the selection process, I have reviewed and reflected upon her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee and come to the conclusion that I cannot support her an appointment to the United States Supreme Court." There's another quote by Crist. "Judge Sotomayor is worthy of respect for her many accomplishments and a remarkable story of success. However, I have strong concerns that the Judge Sotomayor would not strictly and objectively construe the Constitution and lacks respect for the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. For these reasons, I cannot support her appointment to the highest court in the land." I will say, as I've been reviewing some of these articles, I don't think Judge Sotomayor is a activist judge. I will say that is the impression I get. She is not an activist. And those of you who are on the conservative side of the fence, guess what? You're being joined by liberals as well, those who would very outspokenly claim themselves to be in the liberal camp are becoming concerned about Judge Sotomayor. Part of it is she's not an activist, very clearly. As I've been reviewing some of her decisions and her approaches, the Ricky case that came out recently that got a lot of flack, there's not a tendency to dive in and do any earth-shaking statements. in a good sense, you would call that, hopefully, on with a, you look on the positive side, you call that judicial restraint. Judicial restraint, many of you may not have ever heard that, is actually a very important, an important tool, or actually a important responsibility of somebody who's a judge. And I will say that I've seen now some of the things I wonder if she has the, I think some of the claims are that she's not willing to go in and get into the details of some of these issues. One of the cases, and I'm actually going to read from a case or a complaint, an article, where somebody's complaining about her and not going in and really doing what they were supposed to be doing. It was a First Amendment claim, both on religion and free speech. And the first thing I thought when I was reading the story, and I'll kind of go through the story and then explain my perspectives to you. And then a question came to my mind about something that they were addressing, and I kind of balked at what the court was saying. And then I found out that the court actually made a ruling on the things that came to my mind. So it was a partial summary judgment dismissing or affirming lower court's dismissal of somebody's complaint, but then remanding something to the court to deal with part of the First Amendment issue. And as I looked at it, just on a cursory look, I realized, well, that was actually some very good judicial restraint. So what I'm going to do, I know this is going to be heady for you today, but my obligation, as I've conveyed, is to deal with these things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. We're too often spinning ourselves around in this crazy kind of just passionate arguments about things. And there's people spun up about Sotomayor probably because she was nominated by a very charismatic, doing a lot of crazy, weird, new thing kind of president who's an activist. So because of that, it would spin a lot of people up. And I think what's interesting about Sotomayor, my prediction is she's going to surprise a lot of people. I most likely, she'll probably get approved. I mean, she probably will. That's probably what's going to happen. So there's a lot of people in the Senate that will give deference to the current administration's nominations, whether they agree with it or not, unless they see some very glaring, horrific kind of character issue or something like that. But most likely she'll be approved. And, you know, I'm not trying to dissuade you who want to take activity to try to get that to not happen or to happen. It's just, I think that's, you know, that's just my uneducated opinion. But what I'm going to do here on the Eagle 104.3 FM today is I'm going to review an article that talks about a case. Now, I think what's important when you send somebody to the U.S. Supreme Court, I would hope that they are not activists. But at the same time, they have to have the capability of leadership, that they can analyze the law and apply it to the facts of that situation and not make big sweeping things that'll roll over the earth. And we've part of the controversies that she is facing right now and some of the things that people are scrutinizing, some of the rulings that she's made, is because over the last 25 years, maybe the last 40 years, let's say, yeah, probably more like about the last 35 years, you've had some really crazy, weird rulings that are sweeping, that statements that are made that have huge implications and will really basically twist the law with regard to zillions of cases that basically there's certain rulings that were made by the Supreme Court over the last 35 years, that 40 years, that really make it hard in situations where the facts would dictate that the ruling that was made by the Supreme Court doesn't apply. But they've made statements in the past that basically sweep away rights and protections of law just with a flippant statement. And I've seen that because I've done some study on some Supreme Court cases over the last 12 years, basically out of necessity and some entertainment. My wife kind of chastises me. You know, when she's reading some fiction book to ease her mind and relax her mind a little bit, it could be Louis L'Amour. Who knows? I mean, she's reading this stuff, and I'm off reading Supreme Court cases and the Bible, of course. You know, I mean that's some pretty heady stuff. So you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to deal with these issues. So let's go to one of these articles. Again, this is inspired by Governor Crist challenging this nomination of Sotomayor based on the Second Amendment. And I'll probably come back to that later, given enough time, and we'll talk about that. So those of you who have opinions on the Second Amendment, give me a call later. But right now I'm going to talk about a case of religion and free speech. Sotomayor supported censoring biblical verse on homosexuality from New York City billboard. Well, that's probably misstated, because as I read the case, I saw that they did not, there, I guess there was an ordinance about things that are intolerant or doing bigotry. And I didn't read the details of the lower court's ruling on that, so I can't go into too much detail there. But it appears that the lower court, let's just tell you what happened. There's an ordinance in a certain part of New York where you can't have bigoted and intolerant statements, because it's kind of they're kind of like fighting words. Back in the common law, they'd call it the use of fighting words. So rather than to punch somebody in the nose, you had the ability to sue them in court if they said something that offended you. Now, I would say if somebody puts up a billboard and it is offending you, well, let those people take it up in court. I mean, that's something to think about. You don't need an ordinance that attacks free speech. What you need is people who are damaged to bring a claim. There's a common law remedy. There was no, if the legislature was practicing the appropriate restraint for a legislature, you could just let nature take its course. If somebody said something that's an offense and it's their fighting words, guess what? There's a common law remedy. But that's not what happened. There was an ordinance saying that you could not have bigoted speech. Well, what happened was, there was a gentleman, he was a Christian man, and he is under the understanding that he has a duty of religion to tell people who are setting themselves up for eternal judgment that there's a possibility that they could change their course. That it, basically it's warning. You know, if you got somebody driving down the street and you got a pothole up ahead and you don't put up a sign that warns them, you know, I mean, oh, maybe you saw a meteor fall a mile ahead. Now, you haven't seen the hole, but you know there's a high probability of whatever, you know, you're connecting the dots. You realize, hey, motorcycle, if you keep going down that road, you're going to be in trouble. If you know about it, you have a duty to put up a sign. That's common law and a biblical provision. That's just part of the understanding. So this guy, what he did is he put up a sign. He put up a sign. Now, let's see if I can scroll down this article, see if it says what was on the sign. I did. I actually read the case. You know where it's written? It's in the case, but it's not here. But essentially, he was quoting Leviticus. I think it's chapter 18, and he was giving four different versions of what the English translation of this article in Leviticus is. And it essentially says that the having a man perform acts that were designed to be done with a woman basically is an abomination. So that's essentially what the biblical verse was. And of course, he actually paraphrased it maybe, or, you know, used different versions of a translation or whatever that into English. And he posted it on a bulletin board, a big advertising billboard in an area of town that has a large population of folks that actually engage in those activities. So that's what happened. What happened was the city, a council member or the mayor, I guess, calls the billboard company and uses language that's in a friendly tone saying, basically, you had better get rid of that advertisement or else. And he implied that the power of the sword would be used against this person, among other things, so to speak, to influence this billboard company to stop their contract with the person. And I guess they conveyed that, hey, guys, there's a city ordinance that disallows us from advertising your statement. So basically, they didn't breach contract. You can't have a contract that is against the law. That's one of the laws of contract. You cannot do something wrong in a contract. A contract is of course, void in that instance. Okay, we're going to come back and I'm going to explain this. I want you to tune in. You got any questions, just call us at 888-850-1872. We're going to keep it on track. We'll be back.